Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we are going to talk about how to say politics in Chinese. We have Ali Alcott. Ali graduated from University of Cambridge studying political science. 你好, Ali.
你好.
Why did you choose to study politics?
It's a good question. I've always been interested in politics, and I think it was mostly an opportunity to speak with my parents about kind of current affairs, because I noticed that they'd always read the newspaper, and I think I just wanted to get involved, really. So it started from there, and then I took up politics at A-level, and I really loved it, so decided to continue at university.
Okay, great. And then to say politics in Chinese, we say 政治.
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 Yep, I love the way you pronounce it. That's exactly how we should do it. Both are fourth tones, so we go down, and then the way we say Chinese, we want to pronounce every single word in the equal beat. So, 政治.
政治.
政治. And 政 on its own, in Chinese character, that means to follow the rules to correct something. It shows that in ancient time, Chinese government from the different dynasties, the governments, they put the rules in place and then they put the legislation and then people would know what to follow. So that means to guide people, to show them what is the right thing to do to govern. So 政 on its own, that means government's effort to put the rule and order in place. 政.
政.
Yeah. And then 治, the second word, 治 is slightly different. It's more about to manage, to manage the people, the population, and to not just to tell them what to do, but to correct them if they make a mistake. So it's a little bit subtle difference between 政 and 治. 政 is to guide them, to show them the right thing, and 治 is to really micromanage them to make sure that if they go out of the way, bring them back, and if they commit a crime, punish them. And then so 政治 together, that means to lead your people, and it's politics, and that's what politicians do from the ancient time. 政治.
政治.
Yeah. And then to say someone whose career in politics, in English we say politician, here we would say 政治家.
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 Is that first tone?
First tone. Yeah. 家 is first tone.
政治家.
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 That's right. 家 originally means home.
Oh.
And in the character, you can see a pig underneath the roof.
I love this character.
Yeah. In ancient China, pigs were part of the family running around underneath the roof. So 家 is family or home.
家.
Yeah, 家. 政治家. In this case, 家 is used to describe some professionals. People have quite significant achievement in some professions. Like when you say pianist, we say 钢琴家.
钢琴家.
钢琴家. 钢琴 is piano. So 钢琴家 is pianist.
钢琴家.
That's it. And then to say someone is, for example, scientist, we say 科学家.
科学家.
Yeah, 科, 科 that means category. And 学 is the study.
科学家.
科学家. 科学 is science. So as we said, 科 is the subject and 学 is the study. And between 科 and 学, if you put it together, that means science. And a scientist could be the chemist, could be a physician, or could be biologist. We all call them 科学家 because it's part of the science as a family. And 科学家, 家 is the person with a profession of science, of 科学. So 科学家, it's the way we use 家 that describe people with very high achievement in certain things. In this case, when we talk about politician, we say 政治家.
政治家.
政治家. And to describe someone, take politics a profession, there's another Chinese word, 政客.
政客.
Yeah, 政客. 政, again, is politics, is the first word. And 客 means the guest.
Yeah.
So 政客 together is actually slightly negative. It describes those people who are like cowboys in politics. They are not really the proper, respectful, reputable politicians. there are people who may try to take advantage or try to be a little bit sleazy, sneaky, and then we call them 政客.
政客.
Yeah.
That's interesting because the 客 is the 客 of 客气, which is to be polite.
That's right. Yeah, that means the guest.
Okay.
And so the guest 气, 客气, that means polite.
Mm.
But then in this case, it's not totally bad, but it's not full of respect saying, oh, Churchill, Winston Churchill is a politician, the great, great politician, not like Lincoln, not like Washington, not like that. But then would describe people who have some mixed reputation. 政客.
Okay. 政客.
Okay. So 政客. And then to say the study, the subject of learning the politics, we just say 政治学.
政治学.
Yeah, 政治学.
政治学.
Yeah, 政治 is the politics. And because you studied politics in the university, and that's the full education in politics. So the study of politics is 政治学.
政治学.
Yeah, and you were, not anymore, you were the 政治学学生.
政治学学生.
Yeah. And 学生 is the student. 学 is to learn or study. And 生 means the individual who is studying. So 学生 is student. You were the student of politics. 政治学学生.
政治学学生.
Yeah. And then when you studied politics under Cambridge, that was a department, right? The Department of Political Science.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And then, so now you need to learn how to say the Department of Political Science. 政治学系.
政治学系.
Yeah, 系 is the department.
政治学系.
Yeah, 系, that means sequence, or the same meaning as the school of thought, that type of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So the department of any subject, you can just add 系 behind the study.
Is that fourth tone?
Yeah, it's a fourth tone. 系.
Okay, 系.
So if you want to say, okay, you study biology, the way to say biology is 生物学.
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 Yeah. So you study politics. Have you thought about being a politician, 政治家, in the future?
I often get asked this question, but I have to say, crossed my mind to become a 政治家. I think mostly because I want to be able to work in between Asia and the UK. And if you're a politician in the UK, that would mean you have to kind of stay rooted in the UK.
Yes, that's right. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ali. I wish we had more time. Today we talk about politics, 政治. The way to say politics, 政治.
政治.
To say politician, 政治家.
政治家.
Political science, 政治学.
政治学.
The Department of Political Science, 政治学系.
政治学系.
Yep, I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to come back tomorrow. Thank you, Ali. 再见.
再见.